Change, change, and more change. By Jesus speaking in prophecy.
It's uncomfortable for most people to learn something new. Most people are creatures of habit and like doing things that they feel they are good at or are naturally talented in. So it's a stretch to take on something new that is so not you. People generally like consistency, security, and being competent and comfortable in their tasks. But the life of a disciple is always an uphill climb. Your disciples, your men and women who have received the great commission of going into all the world and preaching the gospel to every creature. For with God, all things are possible to him that believeth. Do you believe that? Then have faith and know that you can do what I am asking of you. You may feel clumsy, awkward, or even like a fish out of water. But when you take the plunge and step out in the direction I am leading you, and keep at it, you will grow. Your talents and gifts will be honed, and you will become a well-rounded professional. You are capable of a lot, because I am capable through you. I know the steps of change that I ask of you can sometimes seem daunting. It's challenging to face something new, an, in quotes, impossibility, something you've never done before, something that is beyond your level of expertise and your personal comfort zone. However, I am able to stretch the limits that you have put on yourself and take you farther and higher than you have gone before. I am capable and strong to help you. I want you to have faith and confidence. Believe that nothing is impossible. Otherwise, when I put an opportunity before you, the devil can tempt you to think, after looking at all the factors, there really is no way that I'm ready for something like this. That's not true. I know it, but you must know it as well. Don't let anything deter you from embracing change and letting it work for you as you do your part. It will be tough at first. Change is tough. But I want you to see yourself doing what I have said is possible, and it will become possible. Let me show you my perspective. Your realm of possibilities is only so wide, and every time you try to go beyond your boundaries and self-imposed limitations, you come up against a wall that can't be moved. However, as you claim my promises, you will find that I can lift you over those walls. I will bring you into a new dimension that will astonish you and thrill you as you see what you are truly capable of. Believe in your heart that change is possible and that everything that I ask of you is doable. You will see results as you act on my promises by doing the difficult thing of learning and stepping out of your comfort zone. The difference between the little box that you've placed yourself in and my sky of no limits will be like night and day. Take your square cubicle where all you can see and feel are brick walls that encase you, and compare that to open fields, the vastness of the sky, and the fresh oxygen that abounds. Think of a horse that has been kept in a tiny stable. Imagine his happiness when he gallops out into the wide open world and sees the beauty and the freedom surrounding him. There are new worlds to discover if you have the faith and patience to keep trying and not give up. I have created your spirit to be wild and free. It is not meant to be caged in by a world of impossibilities. So let's ride together, shall we? Let me take you to places you've never been before. Imagine yourself riding a wild and free horse. It will take you to many cool spots, out of this world places, and you will be amazed at the treasures and riches that I have in store for you. Let me expand your horizons as I take you from place to place and show you that it can be done. For all things are possible to him that believeth. You're a disciple, and following me is what you do best. Put your hand into the hand of God, and he will be more to you than a light and better than a known way. I am so proud of you. You're making changes and expanding your comfort zone. You are capable of anything that I ask of you, because I am living and working within you.
You've been listening to an audio production by The Family International. Visit us at www.thefamily.org.